Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
21 degrees in Brantford. It's 22 in Hamilton, 21 in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar today trading at 71.80 cents U.S., the TSX falling just shy of 25 points today. Brantford police are investigating a threat received by St. Mary Catholic Learning Center on Wednesday. Police said they were made aware of the threat at around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Police said their investigation into the matter included interviews with several individuals throughout the evening. Parents were notified of the incident by the Brant-Haldimand Norfolk Catholic District School Board. While there was an increased police presence around the school today, they said the investigation determined there is no risk to students, staff, or the school itself. At last word, no arrests have been made. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says his government will introduce legislation next month to ban the use of speed cameras across the province, calling them a cash grab. Ford believes traffic can be slowed down through alternative measures, such as large signs with flashing lights, which the province will require municipalities that currently have cameras to use in school zones. The government says municipalities will also be encouraged to use speed bumps, raised crosswalks, and roundabouts. Ford is framing it as an affordability issue. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says the situation at Marineland is, quote, terrible for the 30 belugas that remain there, the last captive whales in Canada. Marineland recently requested export permits from the federal government to move all of its belugas out of the country. Fisheries Minister Joanne Thompson says the government has yet to make a decision on the request. Marineland has been up for sale for nearly 2 years, though they have yet to announce a deal. Some Canadians may have to wait a few days longer for Canada Post to deliver their letters by mail. Public Works and Procurement Minister Joel Lightbound says the Postal Service will be reducing the frequency of door-to-door letter mail delivery in an effort to shore up its finances. It's among the recommendations made in a report from the Industrial Inquiry Commission. The commission also recommended changes to Canada Post's collective agreement to allow the company to hire part-time workers for weekends. In sports, Toronto Blue Jays fans had the chance to secure playoff tickets today. They showed their hope in the Jays securing a spot in the American League Division Series, with all three potential home games selling out in under 90 minutes. Tickets for the 100 sections of Rogers Centre went for as high as roughly $620 for the ALDS games. NHL preseason this evening. It is Toronto at Montreal. NFL tonight, Seattle at Arizona. Light 92 weather. Cloudy skies this afternoon and this evening. The chance of early evening showers. 14 overnight with some fog. Friday sunshine in 25. Saturday sunny. And Sunday, sunny skies. Right now, in Brantford, it's 21 degrees, 22 in Hamilton, 21 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.